Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast day of St. Josaphat, bishop and martyr. You see his picture there, children, at the shrine. He holds a kind of an axe called a halberd, with which he was martyred by some mob of a terrible troublemaker. St. Josaphat was born in what is today Lithuania, and when he was a little boy, once his mother was talking to him about the great love of our Lord for all of us, and she showed Josaphat a picture. Only in that part of the church, their pictures are called icons, such as our picture of the Mother of Perpetual Help. He showed him a picture of our Lord, and as he was looking at it, a ray came from our Lord's Sacred Heart and went into this little boy's heart, who was baptized with the name of John, and filled him with the love of God. And from then on, he was a most unusual and special child. Well, his parents had plans for him, and so they sent him to stay with a wealthy merchant, a businessman, who was going to learn the trade and work for him. But he was such a fine young man, so intelligent and virtuous and hardworking, that this wealthy man offered to adopt him and arrange for him to marry his own daughter. But little John had now grown up to love our Lord very much, and he wanted to become a monk and a priest instead. So he entered the Basilian monastery that was nearby, even though it was very small and poor, and there was only one monk there. And then after he was a monk, then he was made a priest, and finally he was an archbishop, and then he died as a martyr. Now at this point of the story, children, I need to tell you a few things, sort of lessons, to keep in mind for the sermon, but also general knowledge. The first of these is that in the Catholic Church, the word means worldwide or universal, in the Catholic Church, there are several different rites or ways of praying and having the Holy Mass. They're all very ancient and very respectable, and the ones that are called the Eastern Rites were from the Eastern or the original part of the Catholic Church. And so they have Mass in a different language, and they have different ceremonies for their Mass, and different rules for their priests, and so forth. For example, in many of those rites, the priest is allowed to be married and to have a family. Bishops aren't, but the priests are. And they don't use statues. They have these kind of flat pictures. And their Mass is very beautiful, with very beautiful music. And they always have a high Mass, and they always sing it, and it takes a long, long time. Well, those are some little facts about the Eastern Rite. And you see, Saint Josaphat was born into the Eastern Rite. Now, they have been separated from Rome and the Holy Father, the Pope, for many centuries. When he was born, these rites came back into union with the Church, so they wouldn't be schismatics anymore, because a schismatic is someone who breaks off and starts his own church without the Pope's permission. Well, that's one thing to keep in mind. And then the second thing to keep in mind is this. It's a truth about human nature. It's very difficult to be a peacemaker, children. Most people tend to fight and to argue, and it's very easy when there are differences to break off and to start our own little group and then to attack somebody else. And St. Joseph had his whole life long was a peacemaker, but he had enemies on both sides, a bit like St. Martin did, whom we saw on Sunday, so he had to be extra specially patient and holy to be able to put up with all of these crosses. Because you see, when he became the bishop then, there were some in his country that had the Latin Mass, as we do, and they thought it was such an excellent way to have Mass and to be Catholics, that the other ones should give up their Mass, even though it was very ancient, and have Mass just the same as we do. That was called being a Latinizer. And then there were others who had broken away from the Pope. They were called the Orthodox, and they didn't want to hear anything about Rome or the Holy Father. And sometimes they were very vicious and very cruel men on both sides. And our saint would go around preaching sermons and giving good rules to the priest and a very kind example, very prayerful and holy, to try to make everybody to get along and to behave themselves, which is a thankless task by and large, as parents of large families could tell you. It's never an easy thing to do that. Well, that's how Saint Joseph sat. That was then how he met his end. You see, people were quite sincere about their beliefs. It was a bit like the hymn that you sang before Mass. The first words I made out, I love the Church of God. And there are many people who would sing that very, just as you did today. Not exactly on tune, but with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of spirit. And really, at the end of the day, that's what counts. If you're very enthusiastic and you really want to just honor God because you do love His church very much. But the problem is that if someone got into an error or was raised in a false religion, he wouldn't understand what the Church of God is. So everybody's singing very loud, but kind of flat, and they're not all on the same pitch or note. That's the trouble with the church today, and that's often been the trouble of the church in the past. Now, today, I don't think anybody would go around with a halberd and attack a bishop, but you never know. That is what happened to St. Joseph. There were some terrible troublemakers, and he went to see them in their city called Vitebsk, and just before he left instructions for his tomb in the cathedral because he had a presentiment that he would die. Well, they were trying to pick a fight with him, so they sent a bad priest to invade his palace. Without any permission, he came strolling around, so the servants arrested him. Well, that's what the troublemakers were waiting for, so they got a mob together, and they attacked the bishop's palace. Well, the bishop said, well, let that man go. That doesn't make any difference. And then so the crowd went away, but they came back again later on that day, and they started beating up the servants of the bishop. And the bishop said, children, what are you doing? You mustn't do that. Now here I am, if you want me, take me, but leave my servants alone. Our blessed Savior said the same thing at his passion. Well, that only infuriated them the more, and somebody reached up with an axe, and that was that, and the poor bishop was martyred, but he went straight to heaven. Now, just as in the case of Saint Martin and so many saints, when a saint dies as a martyr, so many graces come of conversion. And so the bad bishop that was at the bottom of the whole trouble, that very day he was converted, and he spent the rest of his days in a monastery doing penance for his sins. And many, many other people who had been terrible schismatics, they were converted as well, because the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. So remember, children, that the story always has a happy ending when it ends with our Lord. His grace always triumphs in the end. Well, that's a bit about St. Joseph. And I hope that a ray from our Lord's Sacred Heart goes into each one of your little hearts today and makes you to love Him very, very much. And I hope that you will always love the Church of God, the one true Catholic Church. And perhaps with time you'll sing on pitch. But then you'll remember, though, be patient with those who don't, because they mean well as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.